Welcome to Wondering Reality. This is Jim. I've been wanting to give this message for some time now about the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. God created us to fellowship with Him. Through His Son Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, they're all God Almighty. That's the final result of our relationship with Him. It's a process. We must do certain things to get there. But just meeting Him and getting, you know, one touch from Him, anything with Jesus Christ, with someone, if that's the only thing they've done, is the greatest thing they could ever do. You know, we really can't put this into words, because this is the reason we're here on the earth. You know, isn't it so ironic that for so long we missed it? We thought that it was there was a religious aspect, and as I've said before, most of the world thinks that knowing God is a religious religion. That's dead religion. It's what we were born to do. He's so glorious. When we meet Him and we experience Him in His presence, then that's the answer. How do we get there? There's certain keys. We know, we read them in the Bible, but they're also common sense. It's humbling ourselves before Him. He's God Almighty. He made the universe. He made us. We're nothing without Him. And we can do nothing without Him. That's what Jesus said. But it's all common sense. And we need to seek Him with our whole heart. We need to love other people the way we want to be loved. That's something I'm always working on. But so ironic that, and I don't know your testimony, but the world thinks that you know, God and Jesus Christ, it's so boring, and it's dead religion, and it's not fun, and that's all just so wrong. And how we missed it. We miss it in every which way. And so we need to come back to the simplicity and the common sense. And we can almost forget everything else and know that today we can know Him and walk with Him if we do those things that I just mentioned. You know, seeking Him with our whole heart is probably the most important. Love the Lord your God with everything you have. But He will teach us things. He will teach us as we walk with Him. He's the teacher. That's, you know, Jesus said, "Come unto me and learn from me." He'll teach us. And we realize that faith is simple. It's just relying on Him. We rely on Him. Think about it. I mean, if we've got God with us, we've got everything. We've got the One who made the universe, who made the human race, who is beyond comprehension, so we can we can rest in Him. And we can know that He's in charge. But of course, we need to be wise. We need to be proactive. Love and all these things, forgiveness, it's all proactive. It's all, even though it's intangible. But we don't need we need to realize it's not complicated. We don't have to go and, you know, we think, oh, it's this mountain we have to climb. And we've got to learn the whole Bible and we've got to do all these things. Just today. Just walk with Him. Just walk with Him. And what a privilege. That's what I want to finish up this message on. And maybe that'll be an entire series. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. It's when we, and He's, when we experience Him in His presence, then everything just disappears. And all our troubles are gone. We're healed in every way. His presence and His glory. The glory of the Lord. So beautiful. So merciful. So majestic. The glory of the Lord. It's what we were born to do. What God created us to do. Experience Him, know Him. And the deepest reality is fellowshipping with Him. But just, even just seeing Him from a million miles away, seeing Him and is the greatest thing. I mean, just meeting Him, that first meeting, you know, when we first find Jesus Christ, nothing happens, right? Whether we're 10 years old or 80 years old, because it's a process. He's not cheap. He's not just going to come in and reveal Himself to anyone. We have to prove ourselves worthy. And that's, but at the same time, it's, He's merciful. If we come with that repentant heart, and we come humbly, and we, that's when good things happen. That's, He's going to listen. He's going to be near to that person. The Lord, He says, the Word of God says, thus says the High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity, I dwell in the high and holy place, and with him who has a broken and contrite spirit, broken with sorrow for sin. Glory to God. And that's when we can meet Him. And there's other things too, of course, seeking Him with our whole heart. That's, so just some encouragement. If we get back, let's get back to the glory of the Lord, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. More soon.